A new program in Sydney is helping to build out the construction workforce. Newdon Enterprises and the Housing Construction Council have partnered to deliver the Tiny Homes Construction Fundamentals Program. 10 students are currently enrolled and are constructing two modular tiny homes in Pine Tree Park that will be used by Newdon to help with their housing initiatives. An open house was held at the site Thursday for the public to see the work being done and get a sense of what the program has to offer. Operations and Project Development Manager with the Housing Construction Council, Jessica Ward, was excited to hold the event.
It marks our first open house here in Sydney. We've been running Tiny Home Construction Fundamentals for a little over a year now and have been mainly out of the Annapolis Valley. We were really excited when we had an opportunity to come and work with Newdon. So today we're celebrating the work of 10 individuals who've come together to learn to upgrade their skills or to learn new skills. And we have been able to support them to overcome their barriers to employment. And they've been learning real tangible skills that will be useful in the industry.
She spoke more about the goals of the program.
So our program is a workforce development program. It is around rapid skill development. It's enhanced direct entry. So the goal is that we've worked with industry to develop a curriculum that folks can come through. They get to do the learning hands-on, which is a really inclusive way of learning and developing skills. And we connect them with employers. So when they're done this program, they're going to be going off and they're going to be competent and confident on the workforce. And so what I like to say is that the housing is really kind of the cherry on top, because the benefit of experiential learning and hands-on learning means in order for them to learn how to build houses in the effective way that we've proven is that we're building houses in that process, but we're building net zero accessible homes that are built affordably and sustainably and are going to stay here in Cape Breton to house people.
Ward says when these students finish the program, they plan to welcome 10 more when another round of the program starts in February. Lois McIntyre is one of the instructors for the program and explained more about what they're learning and the work each group is doing.
I'm teaching adult learners. I'm teaching the co-op program that they deliver in regular high school, but it's for adult learners. Okay. And so we choose 10 participants, and the participants get to do their on-job training here at the Pine Tree Park and building tiny homes. Our goal is to have two homes weather tight after 10 weeks, and then another two homes after the next group come through. They start in February, and then the last group will do the foundation finishings. Mm-hmm. So they'll do the interior. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping that we'll have them all finished and in place by the end of June. Students are showing up every day. They're really anxious, and the plan is for them to be employed after this because they're getting paid right now. At the end of the program, they get to keep their tools and their outdoor gear. They're set up for success. We're setting them up for success.
Madison Slade is a student enrolled in the program. She shared how she got involved and how it's going.
It was word of mouth. Somebody told me about it and they thought that I'd be really interested, and somehow I got the interview and it went well and they hired me on. So the program's really nice. You definitely learn a lot and there's a lot of good opportunities that come out of it. So
she also discussed what she plans to do after the program.
Hopefully get a job doing carpentry, because I already took my carpentry. So this was a way to hopefully meet some good employers.
Trey Timmons is another student enrolled in the program and shared his experiences.
Learning new skills in the construction and carpentry industry, and it's been fun, you know, learning new things and improving upon skills. And, you know, we have great instructors too, man, to help us build on those skills and things that we might be interested in. So, you know, I've worked in, construction and the trades for a bit. My whole life did a lot of dirty jobs, but I mean, I want to improve upon some skills for some personal use. And I found this place and it's been wonderful, man. It's been awesome. So
he says working outside in December is building character.
Building out there in the cold, seeing something from a vision in your head to come to life kind of thing, you know what I mean? From the structure up. So I think it's really cool. It's a really cool opportunity. It's a learning experience every day to the things you thought you knew, to the how to do it right, yeah. You know. So I think it's really, really cool, and it's for a good cause too. So yeah, I mean, that's sure. It's awesome.
Jessica Ward discussed the kinds of students they are looking to recruit.
we want to make sure that they are, that our program is targeted towards folks who maybe need a different way to explore the housing construction industry. And so we are open to anybody 16 and up. And we do a lot of work with them on the intake to kind of find out what barriers they have to an employment. And instead of using that as a screening out tool, we just get really engaged with community to make sure we're supporting them with those barriers and helping to eliminate them so that they're able to come invest in their time, invest in themselves to do the learning and to do the work. I mean, they are building. It's not a sit and watch. These folks are the ones that are building the homes, which is really incredible, knowing that some of them, this is the first time they've picked up a hammer, or some of them, this is the first time they've been able to show up every day and come to work. And that's a big part of the program, is giving them a safe space to practice what it's like entering the workforce.
Meanwhile, Trey Timmons says after finishing the program, he plans to build a new shed and look for other opportunities in the construction industry.
It's really impactful for not only my personal life, but for any jobs that I want to take in this kind of stuff, whether it be cabinet making or, you know, framing houses or just renovations in general. I think it's really a good skill set to have. So, sure. Yeah.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.